بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد الحمد لله we were going through the covering the chapter باب الرجاء in رياض الصالحين of Imam النووي رحمة الله عليه in which Imam النووي رحمة الله عليه brings those ahadith which are related to رجاء umid, hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. So just continuing, inshallah, it's a lengthy chapter. Inshallah, we'll try and continue through it, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وعن أبي أيوب خالد بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لولا أنكم تذنبون لخلق الله خلقا يذنبون فيستغفرون فيغفر لهم رواه مسلم سيدنا أبو أيوب خالد بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that لولا أنكم تذنبون if you stopped committing sins then لخلق الله خلقا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have surely brought about another creation يُذْنِبُونَ who would commit sins. فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ and then they would seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive them. کہ اگر تم لوگ گناہ کرنا بند کر دیتے چھوڑ دیتے گناہ چھوڑ دیتے تو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ایک نیا مخلوق ایجاد کرتا جو گناہ کرتا اور اس کے بعد اللہ تعالی سے معافی مانگتا اور اللہ تعالی ان کو ضرور معاف کر دیتے So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive. It's very important. Last week we talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sifat, his qualities. Ghafoor. Allah ta'ala has called himself Ghafoor. Allah ta'ala has called himself Ghaffar. All of these qualities Allah ta'ala called himself before even creating the universe. Matlab, Allah ta'ala always wanted to forgive. So how will Allah forgive someone who doesn't make a mistake? So that's why it's important for us to make mistakes so that Allah ta'ala can forgive them. So that's why Allah, when a person makes a mistake, commits a sin, it doesn't mean that that person is far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make a mistake, for the duration of that sin, Allah ta'ala is displeased with them. As soon as they do tawbah, automatically they have won over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor. It's very easy. So our scholars used to say, Allah ka wali banna bahut aasan hai. It's very easy to become a wali of Allah. Gunah chhod do. توبہ کر لو بس اللہ کا ولی بن گئے اتنا آسان ہے اللہ تعالیٰ is such a آسان نسخہ prescription easy prescription that just leave sins do توبہ sincerely and you're a ولی of Allah if you make a mistake you slip up just do توبہ seek forgiveness come back to the correct path and once again you're a ولی of Allah a saint of Allah ولایت کے لئے کوئی شرط نہیں ہے it's not a condition to become a ولی of Allah that you have to be some kind of peer sahab right not necessary as long as you have stopped sins As long as you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you try your best to fulfill the commands of Allah ta'ala according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're a wali of Allah. It's very easy to go into the ladder of wilayat. And then after that, a person continues to get higher and higher and higher. Aur phir wilayat mein darajat hote hain, ke who is a greater wali, who is a lesser wali. But it's easy to become a wali. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا قعودا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معنا أبو بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما في نفر فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من بين أظهرنا فأبطأ علينا فخشينا أن يقتطع دوننا ففزعنا فقمنا فكنت أول من فزع فخرجت وابتغي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى أتيت حائطا للأنصار وذكر الحديث بطوله لا قوله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اذهب فمن لقيت وراء هذا الحائط يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله مستيقنا بها قلبه فبشره بالجنة رواه مسلم So lengthy hadith, lambi hadith جو پہلے بھی گزر گیا ہے A very long hadith has passed previously. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With us were Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. And there was a group of sahaba. All of a sudden Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up from amongst us. فَأَبْطَأَ عَلَيْنَا And then he disappeared. He went, there was a, for a short period of time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not return. So فَخِشِينَ أَن يُقْتَطَعَ دُونَنَا So we became worried. Okay, some harm has come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, in the early days of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam apne paas darban rakhte the, apne paas jo hai security guard rakhte the. Rasulullah would keep security guards with him, bodyguards with him in this start of the early period of Islam. However, later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayah in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah in the Quran mentioning that Allah ta'ala will do the hifadha and the protection of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as soon as this ayah was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out and said to the people, it was a battle, so on the battlefield there were some guards around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's tent, and people would volunteer, and there used to be an announcement, ke kaun jo hai hirasat aur Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki hifazat karega, and people would volunteer and they would go and protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. Allah ta'ala revealed in the Quran, wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. Allah Ta'ala will protect you from the people. As soon as this ayah was revealed, that Allah Ta'ala tumhe logon ki shar se hifazat karenge. As soon as this ayah was revealed, Rasulullah, usi waqt ye ayat nazil hui, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out to the tent and said, bhai jo log hifazat ki zimmedari jin ke paas hai wo chale jao. Abhi maine hifazat ki zarurat nahi hai, Allah Ta'ala ne zimmedari utha li hai. As soon as the ayah was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told everyone to go. So after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had no security guards, he had no bodyguards. So what happened? Rasulullah has stood up and he has gone. So the Sahaba became worried. What if some harm happens to Rasulullah? Woh apne paas koi darbaan nahi rakhte, matlab koi security guard nahi rakhte. What if some harm has happened to him? So fafazi'na, hum ghabra gaye. We became very worried. Faqumna, so we stood up. Fakuntu awwala man fazi'a. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, he says, I was the first of those who became very worried. I stood up straight away. فَخَرَجْتُ أَبْتَغِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وسلم. I stood up and I went to look for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. میں حضور صلى الله عليه وسلم کی تلاش میں چلا گیا. حَتَّى أَتَيْتُ حَائِطًا لِلْأَنصَارِ, until I came to a garden, a bagicha, which belonged to an Ansari Sahaba, Ansari Sahabi. And then he says, وَذَكَرَ الْحَدِيثَ بِطُولِهِ, and then پورے حدیث کو رسول ابو حریر رضی اللہ عنہ نے بیان فرمایا. He mentioned the entire hadith, but Imam Nawawi has not mentioned the whole hadith yet. It's a long hadith. But he just cuts to the part. Basically, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he says, I couldn't find an entry into the garden. Is bagicha, ek bagh ke andar dakhil hone ke liye koi darwaza nahi tha. To phir choti se ek surakh tha, jisse ek nali jo hai, wo nikal rahi thi. To choti si surakh, aur chunki main bahut dubla patla tha, main us nali se ghus gaya tha. Is surakh se main ghus gaya tha. He mentions in the hadith that there was just a small hole or slot in the wall that no human could, and he mentions ke ek lomdi isse ghus sakta tha, koi insaan ghus nahi sakta, lekin main isse ghus gaya tha. That it was a very small hole from which a fox could enter, a human being couldn't enter, but because I was very skinny, I went through that gap from which the water was coming out of the orchard. So I went in and I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting there, and I went and I told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Rasulullah, you disappeared and I became very worried, so I came to look for you. So after this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu that idhhab, go, faman laqita wara'a hadha al-ha'iti yashhadu an la ilaha illallah mustayqinan biha qalbuhu fabashshirhu bil jannah. Whoever you find on the other side of this wall who testifies that there is no God except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have conviction in this in their heart, yaqeen ke saath kalima shahadat padte hain, fabashshirhu bil jannah, give them the glad tidings of jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, go, and anyone you find behind this wall who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has yaqeen upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then give them the glad tidings, khush khabri of Jannah. So and then he mentions the long hadith that I said, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came in and I gave him the glad tidings of Jannah. And then Umar radiallahu anhu came in, I gave him the glad tidings of Jannah, and Umar radiallahu anhu pushed me. And he says, I fell down and I got hurt. So I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I was upset. Ya Rasulullah, you told me to do this. I was doing this, but Umar radiallahu anhu dakka lagaya, he pushed me and I'm hurt. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, oh Umar, why did you do this? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, ya Rasulullah, if you're going to tell everyone they're going to Jannah, then log sust ho jayenge. Apne amal chod denge. Jo kuch unhone ki hai isi par bas wo bharosa kar lenge, and they will stop doing actions. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, that's a good opinion. And then he didn't. He told Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, you don't have to do this anymore. Matlab this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so forgiving. Allah ta'ala wants to forgive his servants. Tuti futi iman ke saath, the person can enter Jannah. As long as a person tries their best to stay away from sins and does tawbah. And one of the most important thing is insan jo hai har waqt apne aap ko kamtar samjhe. We always regard ourselves to be low. کہ مجھ سے غلطی جو ہے بہت آسانی سے ہو سکتی, صادر ہو سکتی. I can make mistakes very very easily. So always استغفار, always توبہ. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم on a daily basis would do 70 times استغفار. And رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم did not have any sin upon him. He had no sin. But on a daily basis, 70 دفعہ استغفار. Because استغفار سے صرف گناہ معاف نہیں ہوتے, استغفار سے انسان کی جو ہے درجات بلند ہوتے رہتے ہیں, انسان اللہ تعالیٰ کا مقرب ہوتا رہتا ہے. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentioned the famous hadith that من لزم الاستغفار, whoever holds on to استغفار and seeking Allah for forgiveness. لزم meaning they hold on to it. This is something they do all the time. استغفر الله, استغفر الله, استغفر الله. Always asking Allah to forgive them. Three guarantees رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentioned in the hadith. جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا. Every tightness, narrowness of life, whenever a person feels, I've got no way out of this hardship, I've got no way out of this difficulty, Allah Ta'ala opens a door for them. Dunya ki har tangi se Allah Ta'ala uske liye ek darwaza khol dete hain. Wa min kulli hammin faraja. Every worry, every stress, every concern, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala creates an opening from that. Wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib. Allah Ta'ala gives him his rizq, his provision from places that he never imagined. Allah Ta'ala usko rozi un jagahon se naseeb farmate hain jin se uske zehen bhi us taraf nahi gaya tha. So three guarantees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives. لازم الاستغفار, استغفر الله. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it 70 times, we should be doing it hundreds of times. So in jamaat ke andar kehte na ke subah ek tasbih, sham ek tasbih. That's 200 times istighfar. But we should do more than this. Walking, talking, always mistakes happen. Always mistakes. You start talking to someone, some ghibat, you've done it, you've heard some ghibat, koi ghalat lafz zuban se nikal gaya, you're walking down the street, aankh bhi kisi ghalat jagah chala gaya. So always istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Aur ye jo hai, humility ke saath, inkisar ke saath, ke main kuch bhi nahi hu, ya Allah, main bahut nikamma, bahut kamtar hu, mujhse bahut galtiyan sadir hoti rehti hai, gunah sadir hota rehta hai. So isi always astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Always. This is ubudiyyah, ubudiyyah. کہ انسان اپنے آپ کو اللہ کا بندہ غلام سمجھے کہ یا اللہ میں آپ کی غلامی میں اتنا نکمہ نالائق ہوں کہ مجھ سے بدتر کوئی غلام نہیں ہے. I'm the worst غلام, worst slave in the market. So we always feel this. So we always do istighfar. Ya Allah forgive me, ya Allah forgive me. I'm not a good غلام, I'm not a good servant of yours. So this is true عبودية, servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تلا قول الله عز وجل في إبراهيم عليه السلام رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني الآية. وقول عيسى عليه السلام إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. فرفع يديه وقال اللهم أمتي أمتي وبكى. فقال الله عز وجل يا جبريل اذهب إلى محمد وربك أعلم. فسأله ما يبكيك فأتاه جبريل فأخبره رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بما قال وهو أعلم. فقال الله تعالى يا جبريل اذهب إلى محمد فقل إنا سنرضيك في أمتك ولا نسوءك. رواه مسلم. سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر بن عاص رضي الله عنهما narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he recited this verse of the Quran, which is the statement of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam ne ye ayat kareema tilawat farmaya, aur ye ayat kareema Ibrahim alayhi salam ki dua hai. Ya rabbi innahunna adlalna kathiran min an-nas. Oh my lord, these idols, they've misguided many people. Ye but jo hai ye bahut sare logon ko inhone raah raast se hataya hai, گمراہ کر دیا ہے. فمن تبعنی فإنه منی. او اللہ, whoever follows me, then that person is from me. Whoever follows my way, then that person is from my ummah, is from my people. And then Isa علیہ السلام, he recited the verse, Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم recited the verse of the Quran, which is the statement of Isa علیہ السلام. The Isa علیہ السلام said, إِن تُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. SubhanAllah, so powerful. It was the end of Surah Nisa. It was the end of Surah An-Nisa where this whole conversation happens. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala will say to Isa, the son of Maryam alayhi salam, O Isa, did you tell the people to take you and your mother as gods apart from Allah? کیا تم نے لوگوں کو یہ حکم دیا ہے, ارشاد فرمایا ہے کہ اللہ کو چھوڑ کے تمہیں اور تمہارے والدہ کو معبود بنا لے؟ Allah Ta'ala will ask سیدنا عیسیٰ علیہ السلام. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions a hadith apne sunan ke andar that when this ayah was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will interrogate Isa alayhi salam very strictly. O Isa, the son of Maryam. No fancy titles. O Isa, the son of Maryam, did you tell the people to take you and your mother as gods except for Allah? Because this is what the Christians say. Maryam, we say, is the mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. They say many times, Mary, the mother of, and they say something. They say a very wrong statement. So Allah ta'ala will say, did you tell them to say that? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Isa alayhi wa sallam us waqt kya jawab denge, Allah ta'ala unko pehle se bata dega ki ye tumhe ye jawab dena hai. Chunki Isa alayhi wa sallam Allah ka mahboob hai. So he'll say, oh Isa, I am going to interrogate you, but this is the answer you give. Because I know you didn't do this. So this is the answer that you give, correct answer. Qala subhanak. Isa alayhi wa sallam will say, subhanak. Oh Allah, you are free from all faults. Sab aib se, kami se, ya Allah, paak hai. مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا أَلَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ. How can I say something which I don't have the right to say? إِن كُنْتُ قُلْتُهُ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ. Oh Allah, if I said this in the dunya, you would surely have known about it. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ. Oh Allah, you know what is inside of my heart. The thoughts that I have in my mind, oh Allah, you know. وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ. Oh Allah, I don't know what's in your mind. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. You are the knower of the unseen. مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ. أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. Oh Allah, I only said to them, I only told them what you told me to tell them. أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, only worship Allah. رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. He is my Lord and He is your Lord. مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. And oh Allah, as long as I was alive, I was a witness to them that they were worshipping you. فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Ya Allah, after you have given me death, you were now the nigahban, you were watching over them. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ. And then after that, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Wallah, if you punish them, then فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. They're your ghulams, your slaves. You can do whatever you want to them. Insan ka jo ghulam hota hai, wo apni milkiyat mein hota hai. A person's ghulam, you can do whatever. So Isa alayhi salam says, oh Allah, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. Ya Allah, agar aap inko saza dena chahe, to wo to aapke ghulam hain. Aapka jo marzi chahe, kar sakte hain unke saath. Lekin وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. Ya Allah, agar aap inko maaf karte, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Ya Allah, aap to sabse bulantar, sabse bara, sabse zyada hikmat rakhne wale. Oh Allah, you are the most greatest, the most wise. So he mentioned this statement, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this, that oh Allah, if you punish these people, then they are your servants. You can do with them as you wish. And if you forgive them, then surely you are the most mighty, the most wise. After saying this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted his hands and he said, Allahumma ummati ummati. Oh Allah, my ummah. Wabaka. And he started to cry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to cry. And then فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. When Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم started to cry, Allah Ta'ala said, يَا جِبْرِيلُ, O Jibreel, اِذْهَبْ إِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. Go to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ. And your Lord knows. فَسَلْهُ مَا يُبْكِيكَ. Ask him what is making him cry. Huzur صلى الله عليه وسلم نے یہ دو آیت تلاوت فرمائی. اس کے بعد اپنے ہاتھوں کو اٹھایا اور فرمایا, یا اللہ امتی, یا ربی امتی, اللہم امتی امتی. اور یہ کہنے کے بعد حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی آنکھوں سے آنسو نکل جاری شروع ہو گیا. تو پھر اللہ تعالیٰ نے جبرائیل علیہ السلام سے کہا کہ جاؤ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس اور ان سے جا کے پوچھو کہ کیا چیز ہے, کون سی چیز ہے جو آپ کو تمہیں رولا رہا ہے. What is making you cry? فَأَتَاهُ جِبْرِيلُ. جبرائیل علیہ السلام comes to رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. فَأَخْبَرَهُ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بِمَا قَالَ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم tells Jibreel, oh Jibreel, the fear of my ummah is making me cry. That when I die, what is going to happen to my ummah? Ibrahim alayhi salam's people, many of them were misguided. Isa alayhi salam's people, many of them fell into idol worship, shirk. They took Isa alayhi salam as a god, they took his mother as a god. When I leave the dunya, what's going to happen to my people? Ibrahim alayhi salam ke logon ke saath kya hua? Fitne mein padhe. Isi tarah Isa alayhi salam ki wafat ke baad, Isa alayhi salam ke jo tabidar the, wo bhi fitne mein par gaye. What's going to happen after I leave the dunya? Allah Ta'ala said, O Jibreel, ya Jibreel, idhab ila Muhammad. Go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Faqul, and say to him, inna sanurdika fi ummatik. We will make you pleased in regards to your ummah. وَلَا نَسُؤُكْ We will never make you upset in regards to your ummah. کہ آپ کے امت سے وہ اعمال ہم کروائیں گے جن سے آپ راضی ہو جائیں گے. ابراہیم علیہ السلام اور عیسیٰ علیہ السلام کی امتیں ان کے بعد ان کے اندر جو ہے گمراہی آ گئی تھی, لیکن آپ کی امت کے اندر اس طرح نہیں ہوگا. ہر وقت آپ کے امت سے وہ اعمال صادر ہوگا جس سے آپ راضی رہیں گے. وَلَا نَسُؤُكْ We will never let you become upset with your ummah. It's a guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how blessed are we to be in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us all the ability to appreciate this, and Allah ta'ala give us the ability to appreciate our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. کہ جس کے واسطے اللہ تعالیٰ کی اتنی رحمتیں اور برکتیں ہم پر ہر وقت ہمیشگی کے ساتھ پڑتا رہتا ہے. ہر وقت رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر کثرت سے ہم درود شریف پڑھے اور کثرت سے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو یاد کرے, تاکہ قیامت کے دن اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ان کے زمرے میں ہمیں بھی حشر فرمائے, ہماری بھی حشر فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ give us all the ability. سبحان اللہ بحمدی سبحانک اللہ بحمدی شلو اللہ تستغفرک و توب الیک.